So what is to be done is what we are discussing. Frank doesn't know, and then he stirs his mate as if to draw the matter out. Dirk has had perhaps too much gin, and in his eyes there is only jazz and cigarette smoke and a tear that might form like a drop of the sun underneath this electric night at the bottom of the world. There is art, and there is politics, muses William, but he's already lost us, and Scott is looking at Marla across the room where she sits on the edge of the couch, stroking the cat, and he can only think, if. Dirk has stood up somewhat unsteadily to put another record on, and this time it is Billie Holiday, a bird in a golden cage. William has seen Scott looking at Marla, and he is trying to put together this terrible jigsaw puzzle, this child's game with his numb and yellowed fingertips. For a while there is the issue of cigarettes, as Frank passes around a pack of Galoises. We are relieved of that terrible uncomfortableness that is all a part of not knowing. Then there is a silence as we are swept towards the center of the record where everything is named. Then there is the crackle of a needle in its last dance into the end of the spiral, and only Dirk. Do records spin the other way in the Northern Hemisphere? We will argue about how to say Coriolis force in French, but the matter, like so many other edges of this puzzle, cannot be suitably resolved, and we can no longer escape the sense that the end of the night is near.
Thank you, Scott. There's probably a reception after this reading next door, at which I have assured Scott he'll be able to make important connections, so I hope we'll all go there and meet him.